Hello, folks. Well, last week, as far as the Albion are concerned, was a case of going from the ridiculous to the sublime. But the upshot of it all is that we're still very much in the promotion mix-up, and I guess that's all that counts. One thing's for sure, we don't enjoy playing in that Saturday lunchtime live slot, and at Cardiff, we started well enough, but then we were treating the viewers to a display of defensive faulty towers. The 4-1 defeat was embarrassing, and I've got to be honest, it really hurt, and therefore it was beyond imperative that we bounced back at Bristol City on Tuesday, and we did, spectacularly. Every pass was perfect, every chance was taken, the hosts even missed a very late penalty just to ice our cake with a nice clean sheet. 4-0 didn't flatter us at all, it could have been more, we deserved it, and what's more, we earned it. And ironically, and maybe also proving a little point, it was two of the players who were left out at Cardiff who did all the damage in Bristol. Toma Hemid and Jamie Murphy were both outstanding, and Chris Hughton will surely think twice about squad rotation in future. For me, our best 11 pretty much picks itself at the moment. So what next? Well, I tell you what, we do appear to be Sky TV's favourite bedfellows this season, and this week is no exception. We're now the Monday night live game, but at least it's a home game as Dirty Leeds visit the Amex. For me, Monday night is the worst possible time for a football match, at least from the home supporters' point of view. You know, Monday evenings for a quiet night in, maybe catching up on a box set, or maybe a gentle game of six-a-side with the lads on the AstroTurf. One thing you certainly don't want after the weekend is any more of the old falling down water. And say what you like about the evils of it, the atmosphere at Monday night matches certainly lacks a bit of welly. Never mind, a win will get the place rocking, and I'm saying 3-1 to the Albion.